For the Dallas Morning News, I'm Michelle Laslam, and this is a special audio report from Arts Access, our community-funded journalism initiative. When Mariam Ishtiaq lost her second pregnancy, she felt pressure from her community to keep the experience to herself.
I felt like people were trying to have me keep it under wraps. And it was like, we would talk about it, and like, tum kyun ro rahi ho? Like, tumhara dusra ho jayega. And it was like, why are you crying? You'll eventually have another one. And I was like, this was still my child, and I'm allowed to just remember this child.
Instead, she took to Instagram to share the vulnerable moment with 300,000 Instagram followers. Ishtiaq, a Pakistani-American content creator, wasn't afraid to be honest about the grieving process, especially if it could help combat the stigma women face in her community on a daily basis.
Like, that's like their number one thing when you talk about issues. Like, well, you know, you can have this conversation in private. I'm like, I can have this conversation in private, but what change is it bringing into somebody else's life if it is happening in private?
The Dallas-based content creator is usually sharing posts dressed to the nines in colorful Pakistani clothes and sparkly jewelry, usually with a toddler or two in frame.
I know. We've been waiting for this hairstyling video, so here it's an updated version of how I style my hair.
But she's also made it a point to get more raw and honest when she needs to.
I share the struggles of being a new time, like, you know, first-time mom, and then struggles that you have with people in society and, like, how they treat first-time moms, especially in the South Asian community.
She's also honest about her marriage with her husband, Nabil Shah. In a recently launched podcast, the couple tackles everything from sharing finances and raising daughters to breaking traditional gender roles.
What has it been like for you to navigate through fatherhood, especially in a society where men are not looked as caretakers but breadwinners?
To me, it feels like me doing the bare minimum is like going above and beyond.
Over the years, Ishtiaq has also taken stances on more sensitive issues, like her public decision to drop brand partnerships that support the occupation of Palestine. She and her husband have learned to pick those battles together.
Like, the process became like, we would sort of sit down and be like, okay, cool, like, if we're going to talk about it, what's it going to cost us, and is that worth it?
Ishtiaq says a lot of the time, the cost is worth it.
I think a lot of content creators shy away from creating controversies, and, you know, you create controversy, brands pull out, you don't get work, right? But for me, it's like, you know, if a brand's pulling out because they don't like what I'm passionate about, then maybe we're not the right fit for each other.
Her decision to stay true to herself has garnered a following of mostly young Muslim women of color.
I think I've built a very tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. And over time, I think at this point in my life, I've never really focused on growing in numbers, but more so in like having more meaningful connections. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm at now.
They look to her content for not only inspiration, but also validation. You can find more Arts Access stories at dallasnews.com. To hear more of our special audio reports, search for the Dallas Morning News wherever you get your podcasts. For the news and KERA, I'm Michelle Aslam.